Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Via Williams.
And I'm Whitney Papazan. Today, we're going to talk about 10 tips for navigating the stress of the holiday season. I know for me, the holiday season can be very stressful on top of my already pretty big workload. I've got to think about presents, family, food, decorating, holiday cards. I mean, you name it, it's out there. So today, we're hopefully going to give you guys some quick tips on how to navigate a potentially very stressful season. All right. So the first place you want to start is you want to start early. So I always sit down with my, what I call my 411, and I look at the season ahead of me. And actually this year I sat down a couple weeks ago, even before November started. I know this is extra, but I really looked at November and December holistically. Because I really want to be present in December when I'm home. And so I really looked at the 2 months together, and I thought about all of the things that I wanted to get done and how I could kind of fit them in over the course of the next 2 months. So I start think that's early. Great. That's the first
one. Yeah. Start early. And then number two is plan accordingly. You know, and what that means is I actually go back for of like what worked last year and what didn't. And the best example I could give of that is like for us, we have a lot of you might have like both sides of the family in town or that you feel like you have to juggle between. And I always reflect back on the year before and going like, hey, I didn't love that we were ping-ponging from house to house to house, not being able to be present. And so we then go back to our calendars, put everything that currently is the way it is on the calendar, and then go back to it and say, okay, how could we readjust this? And so one thing, like to give a specific example, like my mom loves the feeling of Christmas morning and being unhurried and getting to like spend time together as a family for Christmas. And that is really hard to do actually on Christmas Day. And so what we started doing was actually doing a Van Poole side Christmas on the 23rd of December. We all spend the night at her house. We wake up on the 24th. Mm-hmm. We all then have that whole morning together, unhurried, no obligations, no. And we accomplish it, but we had to like ask the question of like, is it tied to it has to be on the 25th or is it tied to like holistically what experience you want to have? And then we've been resetting expectations and calendars to make that work. And I'll tell you, it's changed our holidays because we're now not ping-ponging from family to family during the holiday season because we took the time to look at schedules ahead of time. And it's been so much more relaxed.
So Sarah.
Yeah.
Just the S's.
Yes.
They're all, whoever you are. I just wanted to kind of share the same thing. We had a really, really frantic Christmas 1 year with three sets of parents and three very far away locations over a 2-day period. And we just set a framework and a rule for ourselves. And that was, hey, this is what
framework. I feel like we need like a song. It needs a jingle. And our producers create a jingle for that. Yeah. And
producer, staff. Our big staff, who's listening? I just laugh because every time we say like we have to do something, we always look at each other and go, well, we're the staff.
I thought we had like a paid like composer. No,
is that speaking of there are no elves.
No.
And that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. They are not coming.
The elves are not gonna come to save us. But we just kind of created rules that we stick to. So traditions, you can call them traditions, whatever you want. And that is that, you know, we might go a little cray cray Christmas Eve between fitting in church and the one or two places we have to go. Christmas Day, we do not leave the house. Our whole family, friends, anyone's welcome to come to us, but we don't go anywhere. And and as a result of that, we just, you know, we have to come to peace with, hey, no one may come this year. It's just going to be us and that's okay. And over the years, obviously, we are so stable and we are so characterized by that, that people do come to us because, you know, they do shockingly want to see us. So that, you know, you can create traditions and rules for yourself when you're doing your planning.
Mm-hmm. I love that your framework was we stay at the house.
It's a simple framework.
It's a very simple framework.
No, I love it. No, we actually did the same thing where the first few years we had kids, we traveled to visit Jay's family in Memphis and our kids were little. And I said, this isn't fun. This is not going to be fun. I don't want to establish this tradition. And so you guys get to establish your own traditions, for especially for those of you with younger kids. You get to pick and choose what you want to do. And you know, what actually ended up happening is they ended up coming to us, which has been fantastic. And they love it too.
We're on our 19th year of you know, we are at Christmas Day at home and whoever wants to join can join. Yeah.
I love it. So that's part of, I mean, that's what Say did, what Via did is actually ask yourself questions, right?
Yeah.
When you're going into the holiday season, what's the most important thing to you? Ask yourself that. What's the most important thing to me? Think about what made Christmas special for you as a kid. I think I love Christmas as a young mom. It's one of my favorite things is because the kids just are, they're so at exciting. Ages where they're so into it. And it's amazing, right? But what was special to you for picking out gifts, wrapping gifts yourself, making the food? Maybe that you get so much joy out of that. Being more present for the holidays. Christmas cards, like make it, ask yourself questions and figure out what's most important to you and then build that around, build your holiday season around what is most important to you. Don't let other people determine that for you. Ask yourself those questions and determine it for yourself.
And I will just say that your life will not be significantly affected if you never send out a holiday card. We do send out holiday cards and I think it's fun, but I talk to so many people who feel like it's a burden, it's a waste of paper. It's like, well, then it's okay. I give you permission not to ever send out a holiday card again. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever laid on their deathbed and just thought like, oh, I wish I'd sent a couple more holiday cards.
I also don't like count where I'm like, so-and-so sent it to me, so-and-so didn't send it to me this year. No one keeps score on that.
No.
Yeah.
We're like inconsistent with it.
I will tell you one fun thing we did with holiday cards on a side note was when Quinn was little and getting to learn family and friends is we would keep all the holiday cards and put them on a ring. And then we would use them as like flashcards for people and their names and stuff like that. So she could get to learn about our family or friends and their stories. So she's like known about all of you before she ever met you because she had little rings.
I use the holiday cards as my prayer list.
Oh, I love that.
So it's, I put them all up and that's, I pray for each person in their family and
So you better send a holiday card to Sarah.
Exactly.
If you're only going to send one holiday card, send it to Sarah.
I'm going to do a homemade. Sarah's going to get like a photo of us. Like we're not sending them out this year.
She's going to send Polaroids. She's going to get these like weird Empire Building Polaroids.
Oh my God. It's a Polaroid.
You know, all right. Cool. Well, they're all the rage.
Number four on our list is make a list of ways you can enlist help. What a shock. Leverage.
My favorite
topic. I know. So here's the thing. And, you know, we all say this. All four of us say this all the time. Your family won't remember who made the dinner. They'll just remember you sitting down with them to dinner. So same concept applies. So think about it. Putting up lights. You know, babysitting if you want to go to a holiday party or if you want to get stuff done. This is a good one. Wendy Papazan gave me this little hint, someone to wrap gifts and someone to buy gifts, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. That is really smart.
Well, there are people out there who love wrapping gifts.
Yes,
I know.
They do.
They love it.
You know, fun fact, I think it was the summer after my freshman year of college, I worked for... a China silver crystal shop. And part of my job was like wrapping the presents. I was horrible at it, but they had all the stuff. So maybe a little bit better, like it was passable, but it was very, that's not my jam. But the other thing, you know, is can your kids help you? Can your kids do any of this, you know, with you, for you? Can your spouse help you? The other thing is, and I have a couple of friends who do this, literally hiring someone to like decorate your house, like an interior designer. Mm-hmm. They will bring everything. It's probably a more expensive option, but voila, it's decorated, lights up, you know, tree up, whatever. And then voila, it's cleaned up. That sounds amazing. Please. Oh, that's amazing. Like I'm salivating at that right now. And then someone to clean your house. And then think about, ordering your dinner, ordering your Christmas or Hanukkah or, you know, whatever holiday that you celebrate, think about ordering in and picking it up or having it delivered. We often do Chinese food.
Well, and I'll give you a quick example of that. So we always do a neighborhood, what is it called? Like where you go from house to house. Progressive party. Yeah. And so we would like three or four families, we would pick houses and we would move from house to house. And it was always like a big, it was kind of fun, but it was like a shuffle and everyone had to clean at each house. And then a couple of years ago, my friend Laura was like, gosh, we should just meet at one house and I'll chip in for a caterer. And it was like a completely different experience. It was fun. We didn't have to go anywhere. We didn't have to bundle up. We didn't have to do all the cooking and the cleaning and everything. And it was, you know, it was definitely more expensive. I think we ended up paying like $50 a person. But by the time you did each house and there was always so much food wasted. And so it's just thinking about like, okay, I know we've always done it this way, but maybe there's like an easier way that's easier on someone. Mm-hmm.
That is so smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, so number five is thinking about presents. Obviously, gifts are a big part of the holiday season. It's nice to have a few contingency gifts around, right? And you can do this all year long. I used to do this when my kids were little and we'd have birthday parties because I would always be that mom that was like, we had a birthday party in 30 minutes. I don't have a gift and running around like a maniac. And what you can do is you can actually, you know, when you're walking around Target or maybe you're at a local candle shop or something like that, just buy a few extra gifts, keep them in your cupboard. And then that way, if someone comes over and brings a gift over, you can give them a gift, right? And it doesn't have to be the perfect gift. That's the thing. Yeah. A gift can just be, I'm giving you something and I hope you will enjoy it. So don't worry about making Pinterest style gifts for anyone, especially teachers. I think sometimes there's pressure around that. You have to have the perfect gift for teachers. Teachers love money. Mm-hmm. Teachers love gift cards. They probably don't want apples. Order your gifts online, right? There's a lot of, you know, especially now after the pandemic, there's so many, if you want to shop local, there's lots of local stores that have very robust, you know, Shopify accounts and things like that. So order your...
all online anyway, period, end of story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, it's great. You definitely want to set a budget and stick to it. That is actually super important because sometimes we can go crazy. We've never gone crazy with gifts for my kids, but I know some families, there's a lot of pressure there to just have a big spread when they wake up in the morning.
I think they say that's the number one reason why people are in debt is not sticking to a budget during the holidays. Mm. Did you know that?
They overspend every,
yep. So,
I have a couple hacks around this. One is when we're in stores and like as a kid, Quinn will be like, I want this or I want that or I have to get this. We let her take photos and add it to a photo album on her phone. That's like a shared photo album. And then over the holidays, we're like, go in and put hearts on the ones you really, 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 really care about. And it's her shopping list. It's perfect. Oh, and then when a family member's like, hey, I want to get something for Quinn's birthday or something for Christmas. I'm literally like, I just send the picture. I'm like, here's the photo of exactly what it is.
So good. Did I tell you guys the story about when Zoe ordered $1,000 worth of LOL dolls using
Yes.
I remember that.
Now I understand. I understand it now.
It was like around the holidays and these boxes kept coming. So we weren't thinking up twice because, you know, you're both ordering things to be delivered during the holidays. That's part of how it exacerbated and it got so high because I was like, Ben must have ordered that. And he's like, Via. And one day I'm like, what are all those boxes? He goes, I don't know. I thought they were yours.
They were yours.
She's just in there like, I'm winning at life. I have won.
But like the second box, we're like, what is happening? And then we look at each other and we just start tearing over the other boxes. We're like, one of them was huge. It was huge.
I wish I had video footage of this. I wish I had video footage of this.
We failed in not videoing that. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this episode. But
I love that so much. I have one other really good hack for you, which is I keep a note like on our phone. That's a shared note between Nick and me that we keep throughout the year. And anytime I hear like a family member or him or someone talk about something they love, I just make a note, like just add it to that one note. And then that's what we use for all of our purchasing off of. So and it's smart.
We are all literally comparing ourselves to Seychelles, which yeah, we just told you guys not to do.
We don't compare your insides now.
No, these are efficiencies. These are efficiency hacks. Cause like I get to the gift buying process and I'm like so burnt out. I'm like, I don't want to do it. So, but if I've like done it throughout the year.
But if you're perfect in your Seychelles, it's all done.
No. Hold on. You guys. I have a question for Shay, an important one.
I love it.
Is gift giving high on your love languages?
I love receiving them. I like giving them. I don't know if it's like the top love language. Acts of service is definitely my top love. Yeah. But I bet
gift giving might be number two. Cause like maybe that the way you're thinking, though I'm hearing a gift giving love language.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're talking, it's like
Sarah. Maybe I know
your love of swag and
that's what made me feel better too. I feel better now.
I know. I'm still over there.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
gift giving is number five on my love language. Is the last one, so I'm like, I'm not comparing at all. But like, I think
it's more about like. I like giving intentional gifts. I do like that. But I don't like the time it takes to think about it. So for me, when it comes up, I just have one place I can mentally dump it. It makes my like intentional gift giving so much easier. Because I've just got it in one spot. So that's probably the reason why it's a hack is because I like the end result of it, but the actual process is difficult for me.
Yeah.
So that's fair.
All right.
So the next one actually is Wendy and I both like to have one pair like of pants sizes that we wear. The holidays makes this very difficult.
Via and Sarah are rolling their eyes.
We feel very vindicated. I will tell you after this year. When two beautiful, svelte women tried to convince us they only have one pair of pants. It started like leaking throughout the year that they don't actually have one pair.
No, my pants just got really tight for part of the year.
I could only wear one pair.
I had one pair of pants.
One really stretchy
size.
Pair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. They were like oversized yoga pants.
Totally, they were. Yeah, of course.
One size.
One size.
But yeah,
I drew the line at underwear. When my underwear got too tight, I was like, nope.
I've been losing weight. I've been there. I'm there now. I'm not going to lie.
So, but this is a challenge during the holidays because if you only have one size of pants and you're like, the mine are already a little snug coming into the holidays, I got to be really careful about my eating and my exercise or I will have no pants. And that is not a good thing. Right. So.
No underpants.
No. So I really want my pants to fit through the holidays. So make sure you watch what you...
Bia is literally losing it here.
I text Bia every time I'm getting worried about my pants size.
I'm so glad that's when I come to mind.
I text you.
Bia, I need your help.
You're tight.
No, it's because I'm afraid I'm going to have to Bia eat phone. Crow.
Ring,
I'm
ring.
I'm going to have to eat crow and get
oh, I love you so much, my underwear's tight.
All right, we gotta move on. All right, so number six, eat right and exercise.
Okay, which, and I just love that I was chosen to do number seven right after the right and exercise when Wendy and Shay talk about their one pair of pants. Okay, number seven is don't compare yourself to others, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
I'm not going to add anything to that.
Don't compare. If you have multiple size pants, own it, okay? And don't compare yourself to those with one size. No, but really, it's not. Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of joy. So if you want to have a joyful holiday season, be very careful about comparing yourself to others.
Love that.
And number eight is I am grateful that I have different size pants in my closet because number eight is start every day with gratitude. And a great way to do that, besides literally thinking about what you're grateful for, is I use this app called ThinkUp. And I think I've mentioned it before on this podcast, mm-hmm. but ThinkUp mm-hmm. is affirmations that you record in your own voice. And they put
okay,
it on
the thank music you. App. I was trying to remember what it was.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
And
thank
if it
you.
Tells you anything about my life over the last few months, I pulled it out again. I kind of go in and out with it. But, you know, you fair. Read them, either ones that you think of yourself, and they can be affirmations or gratefuls. They have a library now of a whole bunch of them, and you can choose different music, and you can put them in themes like holiday, or you can say like dealing with disappointment or, you know, a fail. Like you can have different themes, or you can just play your whole playlist. It's a really well done app.
That's great.
and so the other thing we do as a family, and I think maybe some of you guys do this too, but every single night when we sit down together for dinner, which is sadly not as often as I'd like to anymore, we all go around the table and talk about what we're grateful for. And we've done that now for over a decade together as a family. And, it, you know, a lot of people do it. We're not the only ones, but it's a really good family habit, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so, nice. Yeah. And then, you know, you're winning like the one night you get gratitude from all three.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
Usually on my birthday, though. That's
I know. That's it. That's all I get. And Mother's Day, sometimes.
Mother's Day. Because they kind of hit each other, or kick each other under the table. But yeah.
all right. So number nine is to take time for yourself. Okay. So it is a season of giving yet. You know, and when I say take time for yourself, I don't mean go spend 5 hours at a store and go buy a bunch of stuff for yourself. But whatever your self-care looks like for you, get your hair done, take an afternoon off. One of the things that I like to schedule is it's called Blue Genie Art Bazaar. It's in Austin. And my friend Jenny and I, we pick an afternoon in December and we go shopping together at this little local art bazaar. And it's a tradition that we've had for, I don't even know, 10 years probably. And get a little cup of hot cocoa. And it's just like a fun way to just enjoy your time. So,
you know what you're reminding me, Wendy? And it's my sister-in-law who passed away. Every single year we used to go to tea over the holidays. That was our thing. I'm just remembering that.
I love
now.
That.
It makes me miss
that would
her
be
today.
Fun for Zoe.
It's really fun. Yeah, it's a really great idea for Zoe and then my sister-in-law's kids. We should thank you for sharing that.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, and then the last one is, and Sarah mentioned this earlier, and I think it's so important, which is don't go into debt trying to impress the people that love you the most.
Yes.
You know, people love you. Whether you spend money on them or not, whether it's a card you give them for the holidays versus an extravagant gift.
And like framing.
This is not about the money. The holidays should be about the time you get to spend, the joy you get to bring each other, and not about going into debt. So if you are worried about how you are going to pay for the holidays, maybe going back up to talking about the questions we talked about earlier of what's really important to you about this time, framing the way you look at this holiday season may be the way to do it.
I love that, Say. And honestly, what your those that love you want you.
Yes.
They want you. Mm-hmm. And remember, our podcast is about having a big business and an even bigger life.
Yes.
And so much of the holiday season is about that big life. We talk about counterbalance, and we talk about part of counterbalance is going all in, being present during the holidays, giving those that love you the number one thing they want, which is you. And so I love that you said that, Say. But well, this was awesome. I know the holidays can be super special for many. It can also be extremely stressful and also sometimes sad because we miss some people that we used to spend time with during the holidays. And so do these top 10 things to keep the stress level down and to be able to be fully present with your family and those that love you. So thank you guys for listening. We wish you a very happy holiday season. And we are so grateful for our listeners this year. And thank you. And let's keep living. Having big businesses and even bigger lives. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. And help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.